The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
It was announced recently that more than 200 secondary schools run by the State Education and Training Boards are to phase out specifically Catholic symbols and practices. This sort of move has long been discussed, with many campaigning to get religion out of schools entirely. But to what extent can we really purge society of our religious heritage, and should we want to? Well, Ronan McRae is a professor of constitutional and European law at University College London. Ronan, maybe you could start by painting a picture for us. What would a purely religious neutral society look like in Ireland?
Well, I think a purely religiously neutral society anywhere is, like, in absolutely neutral terms, is not feasible. So what you don't want is the state using state institutions to promote a particular religion. It's like forcing children to go to mass, indoctrinating them, having maybe crucifixes in the classroom. That's one kind of lack of neutrality we don't want.
Mm.
The reason you can't get to absolute neutrality is that religion and culture are not divided by a very bright line. And because Ireland has centuries and centuries of being overwhelmingly Christian, loads of our kind of cultural symbols, like your St. Patrick's Day, the Shamrock, things like that, they're all based on kind of at least a Christian influence. And so what you want to avoid is throwing the baby out of the bathwater, because if you're going to have any kind of festivals with historical resonance or symbols with historical resonance, that you're not going to be able to avoid the fact that from our history they're going to have some Christian influence. So you couldn't have, for instance, you could say St. Patrick's Day, that celebrates, in theory, the coming Christianity to Ireland and a Christian saint.
Mm.
So that you could say, oh, that's religious, it's not neutral, we have to get rid of it. But something would definitely be lost if we replaced it with just a generic Ireland Day. And so I think you have to have a balance between avoiding the state promoting religion, as beliefs, but also recognizing that some of our culture will bear the imprint of our Christian past, and that arrangements and symbols and festivals that are not strictly neutral, we nevertheless have them because they have a cultural meaning beyond their religious origin.
Okay, well, I think most people would agree that, you know, you have to teach children about, you know, St. Patrick, Clonmacnoise, the Book of Kells, whatever it happens to be, in school, and recognise that the Christian heritage of the state. What other people might be a bit uncomfortable with are things like the preamble to the Constitution, which mentions, you know, obligations to our divine Lord Jesus Christ. Is that probably tiptoeing over the line?
Yeah, I think that would be over the line. Because first, that's a legal text where you kind of, which raises different issues from simply kind of festivals or symbols. And even things like crucifixes in kind of classes, state building, they are also probably over the line. But just there's a kind of, you know, if you have this, like, for instance, loads of European countries, Scandinavia, the UK, they have crosses on their flags. And I think that probably is okay, because a flag has achieved a meaning beyond simply the religious symbol. But for something like a legal text like the Constitution, that probably should be changed.
So I like most people, when they look at, say, the flag of Finland, the flag of Sweden, even the flag of Great Britain, they probably don't think about them, as you said, in religious terms, the cross. They just think of it as symbolising the country. To what extent then do some people who look for that much more stark division between church and state simplify, that the overwhelming nature of our Christian heritage? And I'm thinking again of kind of somewhere kind of in your line of work, the Ryan case, a very famous case, a Supreme Court decision that recognized unenumerated rights. It specifically referenced the Christian and democratic nature of the state in the judgment. It talked about, you can trace a direct line from that reference to the Christian nature of the state all the way through to arguments about bodily integrity made during the abortion referendum.
Yeah, and I remember the judges at the time were interpreting, they were in an overwhelmingly Catholic society, and they were interpreting a text that had direct religious references in it. So you couldn't really criticize them for that. I think the key thing to think about is to think of it almost like a story, in that Ireland and most nations are like ideas and we're a story. And the chapters that have already been written are kind of fixed. We can't do anything about the fact that Ireland was historically Catholic and Christian for ages. The important thing is to have both a connection to that past, so we're going to have some symbols and arrangements that reflect the religious history that we have, but also that the next chapters of the story are open to be written by everybody. And so it's a kind of trade-off between continuity and openness. And I think the way to do that is to say, well, we have cultural symbols and things that are influenced by Christianity, but we also don't allow the state to endorse any particular faith or promote it as a set of beliefs.
How do you strike that balance, though, in somewhere like in school, where you're teaching children about history, and that history is so strongly influenced by Catholic or Christian heritage, and you've got this, that was fine, as you said, 40, 50 years ago, but you've got a much bigger mix of religion in the classroom.
You do. So I think you have to distinguish the reason you're teaching something. So I think, Christmas, for example, is both a religious festival and a kind of secular cultural festival in Ireland. Plus, Irish history, Irish music, Irish language, so Dia Smurgwich, say hello. To understand them, you're going to need to know more about the Christian story than you need to know about the story of Hinduism or Islam or Buddhism. So it's good to learn about all those religions, but it's also reasonable in the Irish cultural context to give more time and emphasis on ensuring pupils understand the Christian story. And that's different. That's giving them information. It's different from teaching them that the Christian story is true. But they do need to know, if you're going to know about European music and art, you need to know who the Virgin Mary is, because otherwise you're wondering, who the hell is it in all those paintings?
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Yeah, someone would have to explain it. Listen, an interesting chat, Ronan. I appreciate your time here in the Heart Shoulder. Ronan McRae, Professor of Constitutional and European Law at University College London. I'd love to hear people's views on some of that. 53106 is the number.